I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. I was pulling the cover off of my lawnmower the other day, and out jumps this little spider. I sent you a copy of it. It looked like he had green or teal mustache and these beautiful little beady...
Nice male jumper. Yeah, jumping spider. They're fascinating spiders. Many of the species, the males have these flashy metallic fang bases that they use to attract the attention of females and also to let other males know that, hey, this is my territory, back off. They also have these leg-like appendages called palps that they use, and they will wave those like a semaphore. And they have very specific flag patterns that they use, and this helps with mate recognition. And jumping spiders have excellent vision. You can take a male jumping spider and play a video of a female and they'll respond to it. And they have incredible vision. They have binocular vision like you and I do. They have eight eyes, but they have two very large eyes set and directed straight forward in their head. And inside their head are their cephalothorax, which is the head and the chest fused together. Those eyes are the shapes of test tubes. And they take up more space in their head than their brain does. And from the very back of those test tube-shaped eyes, they can move them just slightly, so they can actually pan the horizon without having to move their body. And they need binocular vision in order to have depth perception, because when you're a hunter and you hunt by jumping, you need to know how far out something is before you can pounce on it.
Now, was this little fellow that I found, was his bite painful or dangerous?
I doubt it. Some of the larger jumping spiders, I would imagine mechanically, could give you a pretty good bite. But again, the reason they would bite you is because you grabbed one. Most jumping spiders have enough sense to stay out of your way. And if you don't have enough sense to leave them alone, then oh well.
Primary diet for jumping spiders?
Anything they can catch. I think they're after mainly insects. Some are primarily ground hunters. Others are going to be arboreal. They're going to be climbing trees or branches. So whatever happens to be in front of them in those particular habitats. Some of them are certainly powerful enough. They'll take down prey that's half, again, their own body size. But jumping spiders get their name, obviously, from their ability to jump. And if you look at their back legs, they don't have big, beefy back legs like a grasshopper or a cricket does. But they manage to jump through hydraulics. Their abdominal muscles will contract very quickly and force body fluids into their legs. And that's what propels them considerable distances in relation to their body length.
Are there many varieties of jumping spiders?
Yes, there are many species of jumping spiders, and some of them are absolutely gorgeous. They're bright red or orange with black markings. Others are striped. Some are very cryptically marked, mottled with earth tones. Jumping spiders produce silk, but they don't spin webs to capture their prey. They rely on stealth and powerful legs and potent venom to take down their prey very quickly. But they do spin safety lines that they use, and they're always trailing silk behind them. So whenever they miss jump or they miss a branch, they don't have far to go.
Just like in the movie Spider-Man.
There you go.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.